morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Chodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you'll find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by Mr. Alan Yokota, in memory of his father, Mr. Warren Takeo Yokota. Our speaker this morning is Reverend Mieko Majima of Kapa'a Honganji Mission. Good morning, Reverend Majima.
Aloha. This is Mieko Majima from Kapa Honganji. I hope everything is going well with you. Today, I would like to share a story from the sutra called Agama. What comes to your mind when you hear the word sutra? Do you think sutra is challenging to understand? Sutra is a tale of the Buddha, just like stories we hear every day, and many stories about his disciples or followers, kings and queens, and many ordinary people in the Buddha's time. There are many funny stories too. Thousands of years ago in India, the Buddha's followers decided to record the stories of the Buddha in the ancient language Pali or Sanskrit, because the Buddha left us critical messages for us to navigate our life. I hope you will feel close to the people in the sutra. Let's story begin. A long time ago, the Buddha's disciples, Shariputra and Moggallana, were in Venubana Vihara. At dawn, after the first meditation, Shariputra and Moggallana were talking. At the time, the Buddha was in Jetavana Grove. Venubana Vihara was in Magadha country, and the Jetavana Grove was in Kosala. They were far apart from the Buddha. As soon as Shariputra saw Moggallana, he said, "Amazing, Moggallana, you seemed very calm and to take all things right this morning." Moggallana must have been a little confused when his best friend suddenly said this to him after his first meditation. Moggallana said to Shariputra, "I didn't hear your breathing at all." He probably meant, if Moggallana was correctly receiving and feeling all things, then he should have heard every sound of breathing. Or he could mean, "Shariputra, you were sitting quietly too." In any case, Moggallana denied what Shariputra said. "No, Shariputra, even if you are right, that must have been rather crude ears that accepted all kinds of things. Shariputra, I was talking with the Buddha this morning." Moggallana's words are undoubtedly gibberish when taken literally. However, there is intellectual humor behind those words. His best friend Shariputra was taken aback by Moggallana's humorous remark. "Moggallana, are you insane? The Buddha is now in Jetavana in Kosala. It's quite far from here. How did you say that when you talked to him? You are now in Venubana. You talk with the Buddha? What do you mean? Did you use supernatural powers to go to the Buddha's place? Or did the Buddha use supernatural powers to come to you?" Moggallana replied, "I didn't go to the Buddha's place with supernatural power. Also, the Buddha didn't come to me with supernatural power. Indeed, Some people think of the Buddha's disciples as masters of supernatural powers, but that doesn't mean we are going to the Buddha's place with supernatural powers. I'm sure you know that, my friend. Moggallana continued, "Besides, I heard in Shravasti, the capital of Kosala, that I have attained clairvoyance and celestial ears like the Buddha." Let's stop the story now. Here, the clairvoyance and the celestial ear mean the same eyes and the same ears as the Buddha has. It means that he thinks about things from the same point of view with the same words as the Buddha. Ordinarily, it can be interpreted that the Buddha and Moggallana were able to communicate. When he closes his eyes, he could see the Buddha's face, and when he listened carefully, he could hear the Buddha's voice. In any case, Moggallana told Shariputra that he had spoken with the Buddha about single-minded diligence. Shariputra asked, "You mean diligence? But what exactly were you talking about?" Moggallana answered Shariputra, "The Buddha said like this, Moggallana, if it is noon, sit down, walk slowly with the Dharma, purifying one's own thoughts. Sit in the evening, walk slowly with the Dharma, purifying one's own thoughts. At night, go outside, wash your feet, and bathe. Go back indoors and lie down on your right side. Before dawn, wake up slowly and sit. Walk slowly with the Dharma, purifying one's own thoughts. This is a way of being diligent." So it means everyday behavior is the essence of diligence. When Shariputra heard these words, he said to Moggallana, "Moggallana, you are sitting in a place of great divine power and merit. With great power, I too have been able to become your friend, just like a big mountain and a small pebble. Even if they are different colors when viewed separately, if you throw a pebble into a big mountain, the pebble will join the big mountain and become the same color. I am the same. I could sit with your great power, your great virtue. I have benefited from being friends with you." Shariputra expressed his gratitude for having a friend like him. Moggallana replied to Shariputra, "Now, I sit in a place of great wisdom and merit to be the same color. I'm the same color, just like a pebble becomes the same color as a big mountain. I sit with a great wisdom, Shariputra. I am glad we became close friends who walk the same path." And then after talking for a while, everyone returned to their respective places. Perhaps hearing what Shariputra said, Moggallana might have felt embarrassed. Although Ananda's name was mentioned at the beginning of this scripture, it seems that he did not join their conversation. I'm sure Ananda silently listened to the conversation between these two best friends beside them with a smile. My translation was not so skillful, but I hope you could get a sense of their good friendship from the conversation, especially Shariputra, who was making fun of Moggallana for his supernatural power, ended up engaging in a serious discussion of Buddhism with Moggallana. Having best friends who devoted themselves to the same path together Friends who could work hard together must have been vital for each other. They were truly good and virtuous friends called Ondobo Ondogyo. Thank you for listening. I look forward to sharing another story from ancient India soon. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Majima, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moiliilihonganji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, August 28th, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom hybrid service will be Mrs. Nuala Nahulu, former State Choral Fest Choir Director. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mr. Alan Yokota, and our speaker, Reverend Mieko Majima. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Reverend Tomo Hojo of West Kauai Honganji Mission. Namo Amida Butsu.